Next patient is David Travers. This is a Travers is T-R-A, V-leg, and Victor E-R-S. Clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, period. The patient has had problems with the knees. Steroid injections have been given. The blood sugar has been out of control. And he comes today for a follow-up of his condition. There is, in the laboratory workup, that was done on March the 13th, 2023, a creatinine of 1.81, which is better than before. In the past visit, the creatinine was 2.5. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, and the estimated EFR is up to 39 mLs per minute, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He's off Ozempic. And the latest hemoglobin A1C is 7.5%, period. He is going to be prescribed Rybelsus, RYB, like in boy, ELSUS, 3 milligrams for 30 days, and then we will increase to 7 milligrams a day. We discuss with the patient the possible side effects and the purpose of the medication, so he will be able to lose weight, get a better control, and continue to improve the kidney function. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure reading is 123 over 65. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, right knee osteoarthritis that is receiving therapy by the bone doctor. Following number, obesity with a BMI over 40. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months through laboratory workup. We discuss the need for him to stay away from industrial production of meat, going to a plant-based diet, a very low sodium diet, and a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. Hopefully he will be able to accomplish improvement, and we reevaluate in 4 months. Paragraph, I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup with the patient, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.